Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shavuos Daf Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn to the Gemara at the very top of Daf Ches, we notice a double underline use, which is a series marking, as are all the other geometric shapes that one sees in our marking system. We started this series in the last year. These represent quotes from a long source that appeared on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. The source was dealing with the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur, where the Braisa mentioned that it is mechaper based on the pasuk. It's mechaper for Tumos B'nai Yisrael, and the term Tumos is a rather broad expression that could include things like idolatry, immorality, and murder. The question, therefore, was raised in the Tanaic source: does that internal goat offering offer atonement for those offenses? The source said that no, it doesn't atone for those kind of offenses. And at this point, the Gemara is analyzing what was the havamina of the source. What did the source think when it suggested that maybe the internal goat offering could mechaper for these things? Amongst the other points that the source mentions is that if a particular offense already has its own unique or designated or private korban, then this general internal goat offering would not mechaper for it. That point will be reviewed as we go on in the Gemara. So let us now continue with the Gemara at the top of Ches Omed Aleph. Gili Arayas Nami Hechidomi. The issue of immorality, what is the case of immorality, of incestuous relations, that was thought to be a possibility to be covered by the internal goat offering that in the final analysis the psukim tell us that it doesn't. But what was the havamina? What did we think in the first place? E b'mezid, if we were talking about a person that willingly, knowingly offended, violated the rules of immorality, bar katlahu, he is subject to court death penalty, and there wouldn't have even been a thought that this could atone for him. E b'shogeg, if you're dealing with someone who unknowingly violated the rules of immorality, then bar korbanhu, he has a private korban that he's expected to bring, and as we mentioned, the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur doesn't cover such offenses. The Gemara answers, b'mezid v'lo asrube, or b'shogeg v'lo isyadale. The havamina was that the internal goat offering would cover someone who did it willingly but didn't receive a warning, and as such he's not subject to a court death penalty. Alternatively, he might have done it unknowingly but never became aware of it, and as a result of that he wouldn't bring his personal korban, and on those grounds there was the thought that the internal goat offering would be able to cover this. In the final analysis, the source says, Mi Tumos B'nai Yisrael V'lo Kol Tumos, and only some area of Tuma does it atone for, not all areas, hence these are not included. And finally, Shvichus Domim Nami Hechidomi. Here the Gemara will analyze Shvichus Domim with the same style as it just did with the immorality. Ibemezid, if you're talking about someone who willingly committed murder, Bar Kaplahu, he's subject to the death penalty. Ibeshogeg, if he did it unwillingly, then Bar Golusu. There's another form of atonement, if you will, that he is subjected to, the unwilling or the unknowing, the unwitting murderer, he is sent to exile to one of the cities of refuge. And he's not dealt with by this, not by a personal korban, nor by the internal goat offering. Rather, he goes to the city of refuge. So what was the havamina, what was the thought in the first place that maybe the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur could atone for murder? B'mezid v'lo asubei. Once again, he did it willingly, but did not receive a warning, hence he wouldn't be subject to a court death penalty. B'shogeg v'lo is yadalei, or he did it an unwitting murder, and never became aware of it, hence he's not subject to golus at that point. Inami v'hanoch v'lav b'nei golusinu, or it could be that he committed the murder in such a way that he is not subject to going to the city of refuge. The details of that are described in Maseches Makis. However, for our purposes, since he wouldn't go to a city of refuge, and since he wouldn't be subject to the death penalty either, the thought had arisen that maybe this internal goat offering of Yom Kippur would atone for him, and in the final analysis we say no. Omar Mar, notice we have a little star with a Zion Omid Beis indicator in the space to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. This draws your attention to where this quote is coming from. This is likewise from the source. So you see a single star on Zion Omid Beis with an indicator there of Ches Omid Aleph. And hence this quote is from over there. And also we mentioned that the Omamar phrases would be captured with a house marking to indicate the series of quotes. And likewise we have that over here. Yochel al Sholosh Tumos Halalu Yehei Soyer Mechaper. The Bryce ahead said, regarding the topic we just finished discussing, could it be that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur would atone for these offenses? Talmud Lomar, when we say these offenses, of course, we're referring to the issue of idolatry, immorality, and murder. So, Talmud Lomar, mi tumois velo kol tumois. Ma motzinu shechilek hakosuf michlal kol hatumos. What is it that we find once you use the limitation letter of the mem in the word mitumos? We're saying only for part of the realm of tumos will it atone for, will the internal goat offering atone for, not all forms of tuma. So we are looking for something that has been set aside or separated or is unique with regard to the realm of tumos. So what is it that we have found to be chilek hakosuf, which the Torah has set aside and deemed unique from the rest of all tumos? Oh, the answer to that is betumas mikdash v'kadoshev. We find that the realm of impurity with regard to entrance to the Beis HaMikdash or consumption of sacrificial meat, that's a unique realm. Af kan, so too, just like in another area, we find it to be unique. So to here, with regard to the atonement of the internal Yom Kippur goat offering, it is referring to that unique area of Tuma, the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And that's how Rabbi Yehuda arrives at this conclusion that the internal goat offering atones for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav and not for other realms of Tuma. The Gemara asks, my Chilek. We just made a reference to Chilek HaKosuf. This is a term we dashed, underlined in the source. What does it mean that it's treated in a unique fashion? Answer, the Maisi Be'oilaviore. We've dashed, underlined that because this is the main point. The offender of Tumas Mikdash, Be'kadosha brings a fluctuating price Chatas offering, as opposed to the general approach to the Korban Chatas, which is usually a fixed price offering. The Rashi points out on the fourth line from the top, the Maisi Oido V'yoreid, Ushar Shigigas Avera B'Korban Kavua. Other, generally speaking, unwitting offenders bring a fixed price Korban. So that's a unique element to the realm of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. At this point, the Gemara has a series of questions, and you can see the use of the triangle, another one of our series markings. that raise all kinds of other suggestions of what might be considered a unique area or example of Tumah. Let's just glance at the Nosei and Mivneh heading that we have on the outside margin. You see the triangle featured. Hatsois, suggestions, Lidvorim Noisofim, Sheyechapir Aleim, Soyhanasa Bifim. Other things that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur may atone for. Degam Bidvorim Eile, Malsinu Shechilek. Regarding these other examples, we also find Shechilek HaKosov. And you'll notice that we attempted to dash underline the expression Shechilek as we go on to tie it in to the point that was mentioned in the source. So here we go. Emo Avodah Zarah, maybe for idolatry the Sor Hanasa Bifnim could atone for. Umay Chilek, what might be its unique element? And after the parentheses, Demaisi Seiro Velokisva. Unlike other Chatos offerings where there is an option to bring a sheep, the Avodah Zarah violator, if he does it unwittingly, brings only a goat, a she-goat offering, and not a sheep. In the parentheses, there is a simen, a memory device, if you will. Avodah Zarah, Yoledes, Mitzor, Nozer, these are expressions that feature that are featured in each question as you go along. And if you skim down following the triangles, you'll notice that these words appear as well. Avodah Zarah we just saw. So maybe Avodah Zarah is that which is considered a unique in the realm of Tumas, in that it brings a she-goat offering and there is no option to bring a sheep. Omar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, no, Avodah Zarah is not a candidate. Anan chilek lahokel kwamrinan, v'hai chilek lahachmir hu. When the source made reference to finding something that's unique, it really was referring to something unique with a leniency as part of its uniqueness. And in the leniency we saw above was the fact that it was a fluctuating price korban, taking into consideration the limitations of a poor man. This example of limiting me to a goat offering and and excluding a sheep as a possibility is a restriction, is a chumrah, and therefore it doesn't conform to what we are looking for. The Emo Yoledes, maybe the realm of Tumah that's unique would be the woman who bears a child. We know that after she bears a child, she enters a period of Tumah, and she has to bring a, amongst other things, she has to bring a Korban Chatos. So maybe that is the realm that the internal goat offering would cover, and the practical application would be that if you have a woman that gave birth, and before she ever brought her personal korban, Yom Kippur passed by, and she wouldn't have to, she would be able to eat from sacrificial meat without bringing a korban. Generally speaking, the woman who gave birth is restricted from eating sacrificial meat until she brings her personal korban. But if we can suggest that Yoledes is the example of the unique form of Tumah that the internal goat offering would atone for, then it would be effective, and if Yom Kippur passed by before she ever brought her personal korban, she would be able to eat from sacrificial meat because of the effectiveness of the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur. The Emol Yoledes, the Chilek, the Maisi Oilaviyoreid. Her uniqueness is, like we saw above with regard to Tumas Mikdash Mikadashov, since she's also in the realm of fluctuating price korbonas, which is a leniency. Omar Rav Hoshaya, he rejects this and says, L'chol Chatosam, the posuk that addresses or deals with the Yom Kippur goat offering, it atones for sins. V'lo l'chol tumasam. It doesn't atone for issues that are not sin-oriented, but are merely issues of impurity. The korban yoledes is not coming to atone. The korban, the sacrifice of the woman who bore a child, is coming for purification purposes and not for atonement. Therefore, the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur has nothing to do with it. It doesn't overlap this example. The Gemara asks, however, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Yomer Yoled es Nami Chotas, he Ma'i Kol HaMeima. According to Reb Shimon ben Yochai, he classifies the Yoledes as a sinner. And the Rashi here explains, based on the Gemara and Nida, that when very often when a woman is in childbirth and she experiences great pains associated with childbirth, she swears not to have relations with her husband anymore. So that approach would categorize her as a sinner. So, if that be the case, then she does fit into the realm of the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur, where we saw the pasuk L'chol Chatosam, whereby it atones for sins. So the Gemara answers Rabbi Shimon L'tamei, the fact that we don't say Yoledes, Rabbi Shimon is consistent with his own shita that says the Omar Mimekoimoy Hu Muchra, that the resolution of what the internal goat offering covers is based on a pasuk that's found in that very topic. This point, this issue was addressed already in the source. This is a paraphrase of the source on Zion Amud Beis, this Mi Mekomo Hu Muchra. Therefore, he doesn't need this whole approach of Ma Motzinu Shechilek, just like we find uniqueness by this realm of Tumas Mikdash Mekadosha, so too in another realm. So since he's not following this whole approach, we don't the suggestion of Yoledes doesn't get started, because he doesn't deal with this issue of Chilek HaKosuv. That was the expression, by the way, that we have been dashed underlining as we are going along. The Ema Mitzora, maybe the Mitzora, the one who experienced the skin discoloration, the whiteness skin discoloration that results in his becoming Tomei, he brings a, when he finishes his pure period of impurity, when the Mitzora finishes his period, he brings a fluctuating price korma, so he could be categorized as a unique realm. So maybe the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur could cover for the Mitzora. Omer of Hoshaya, L'chol Chatosam, V'lo L'chol Tumosam. The issue of Tzoras is a purification issue, not a sin-related issue. And as we mentioned before, the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur is sin-related, covers, atones for sins, not for issues of impurity. Once again, we have another name marked, like we saw, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, a double underline with the dots in it. These are shitos, and we'll see Rav Elazar HaKapor a little bit later. These are all shitos that have something unique to them. They are opinions that categorize the suggestions that preceded them as sin-oriented. Even though right now we just said Tzoras is a non-sin realm, according to Rav Shmuel, Bar Nachmini, it is a sin realm. We've noted on the side, this marking is featured with the double underlined dots in it on the outside margin. Shitois shesoifrois the devorim elu shenitchu al smach she'enam chatoim. These are opinions that hold that these items that were rejected as candidates for the atonement of the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur on the basis that they are not sin oriented, the emes yeshlam kesher l'chet. According to these opinions, they hold that these examples do have an association with sin. Ubekach yesh sad lomar, and based on that, there is grounds for saying shesoyer anase b'fnim yichaper alam, that the internal goat offering could atone for them. So let's see. According to Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Diomar al Shiva Dvorim Goyim Boyim, Mai Iko Lameimar. The Gemara in Erechin says that for seven different types of issues, and they are sin related, because of seven different sin related matters, Negoyim comes. So Negoyim or Tzoras is associated with sin. So let the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur atone for it. So the Gemara answers, "Hasam nigai the achaper le the korban lishdurui bekohol." In the case of the tzoras, it's true that the tzoras comes as a result of sins, as Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani says. Nevertheless, the atonement for those sins is the actual experience of the nega itself, whereby the offender, if you will, the mitzora, he is excluded from the camp. He's placed outside his community, and he experiences this rather embarrassing period of time. That's what actually atones for him. The korban that he brings is to allow him to come back into the community. There are other opinions that allows him to continue eating sacrificial meat, which during his tzaras period he's not allowed to. V'yema nozir tomei dechilek. Let us suggest that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur will atone for the nozir who became tamei. And we know that a nozir who became tamei brings, generally speaking, brings special korbanos. Dechilek, he is unique. The Maisi Torim Ubnei Yonah, he brings these bird offerings, which are actually they're inexpensive as well. So we see here a chilek hakosuv situation. Omar Rav Hoshaya, lechol chatosam, velo lechol tumosam. We see Rav Hoshaya as he answered and has been answering along the way. The Yom Kippur, internal Yom Kippur offering covers things that are sin related and not things that are tumah related. Ula Rav Elazar HaKapor, Diyamar Nozir Nami Chotehu, according to Rav Elazar HaKapor, who says that a nozir is a sinner. In what sense is a nozir a sinner? In that he restricted himself from something that Hashem permits. He restricted himself from wine. Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, allows people to drink wine, and he said, no, I'm not going to. That classifies him as a sinner, according to Rav Elazar HaKapor. So, Ma'i Kol HaMeimar, what is there to say? Why is it that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur doesn't atone for him? So, the Gemara answers, Sofar Lo Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar HaKapor will adopt Rabbi Shimon's approach to this topic of the Yom Kippur internal goat offering. The Omar Mimakomo Hu Mukhra. It is decided what the goat offering atones for from a pasuk that is in location, meaning a pasuk that's in the topic of Yom Kippur itself and doesn't need to come on to this entire logical approach of Ma Motzinu Shechilek HaKosuv B'Mokoy Macher. Omar Mar. And once again you see the house mark, which is a reference to the series of quotes from the original source on Yud Zayin Amid Beis. And we also have provided an arrow to the left-hand side of the Gemara text, whereby if you look back on Zion Mabez, you'll notice an arrow which indicates Ches Amid Aleph, also on the left-hand side of the Gemara text, showing you from where this quote comes. Omar Mar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mimakomo Hu Mukhra. The decision for what the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur will atone for is determined Mimakomo, from a pasuk in its context. Harei Omer, it says in Vayikra Perek Tezayin Posuk Tezayin, which is in the very topic of the Yom Kippur offerings, the Chiper al Hakodesh Mitumois. And he says that from this posuk you see that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur is limited to Mitum Osoi Shel Kodesh. The posuk said al Hakodesh Mitumos. So it's an atoner for impurity, sins regarding impurity with regard to the consumption of sacrificial meat and entering the Beis HaMikdash. And it seems that this is a very strong source, the Pasuk itself. Shapir Ko'omar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon seems to be saying very well. And the question is, and if it's so clear from the Pasuk itself, why did Rabbi Yehuda, who preceded Rabbi Shimon in the source, have to come on to a different form of reasoning in order to arrive at his conclusion? For Rabbi Yehuda, what we've done in the markings, you notice there's a squiggle underline use as you go down the next few lines. This represents a back and forth discussion between a give and take between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. In other words, it's the Gemara presenting their opinions, how it would be, as if they were discussing this back and forth. So, Rabbi Yehuda Omar Loch, Rabbi Yehuda would answer you, Hahu, the Pasuk of V'chiper al HaKadosh Miboya Le, he needs it for something else. Ki Hechi De'ovid Lifnei Ulifnim Hochinami Behechal. He uses it to teach me as follows, that just like he did the blood sprinklings in the inner sanctum, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is one above, seven below, if what we're saying isn't so clear, one can look in his Yom Kippur holiday machzor, that he uses for his davening, and he'll see this described in the Musaf service, or look in Maseches Yuma for further details. But this was the method of blood sprinkling, which we'll simply say one above and seven that followed lower down. Those echos lamalo v'esayin v'shiva lamato. That just like you do that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so too the a similar blood sprinkling is expected to be done by Hechal on the Poroches in the second Beis Hamikdash. There was a in the Beis Hamikdash there was a curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of the Hechal. On that Poroches there were also blood sprinklings in a similar manner as were done in the inner sanctum, one above, seven below. How do I know that? So I learned that from this pasuk, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, what about Rabbi Shimon? Where does he know that the blood sprinklings on the paroches were supposed to be similar to those done in the Kodesh HaKodashim? Hahu mivchein yaseh nafka. He learns it from that pasuk, that phrase. Rabbi Yehuda, what about that? Why couldn't Rabbi Yehuda have learned that it from V'chein Yaseh? He says, Imeahi, if I would have had just V'chein Yaseh, Hava Amino, I would have come to an erroneous conclusion. I would have thought, Nesi Par V'soyu Achrini V'nevid, that bring another new cow and goat offering for the expressed purpose of the paroches. In other words, not like we do. What happens? What we do is there's a blood is collected, is received after the slaughtering of the par and the soyer, the internal goat offering, and the same blood, in other words, from the very same animal that was used in the Kodesh HaKodashim, is used. You continue to use the original blood on the paroches of the Kodesh. According to the what I would have thought, if I had just V'chein Yaseh, I would have thought, bring a new pair of animals for the Poroches. Komash Malon, that's what the V'chiper, therefore I need the Pasuk to tell me of V'chiper Al HaKodesh Mitumos, says Rabbi Yehuda, to tell me not to do that. And not to rely just on the Pasuk of V'chein Yaseh. The Rebbe Shimon, what about Rebbe Shimon? Where is he going to know not to bring a new pair of animals for the paroches? So he says, V'chein Yaseh lo el moyed, minei mashma. From the Pasuk that says, V'chein Yaseh, I learn from it to use the original pair of animals. And as a result of that, the Pasuk of V'chiper al HaKodesh is available to Rabbi Shimon for his approach, namely that Mimakomahu Mukhra, as we saw in the source, which tells me or defines what the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur will atone for. Omar Mar, once again, another quote, and to the right-hand side of the Gemara text, you see a double star with a Zion on the base indicator, which will direct you to Zion on the base, where you'll see another double star to the right-hand side of the Gemara text with an indication of Chesamet Aleph. So this quote is Yochol al kol tumos shebekodesh yesoyer ze mechaper. Could it be for all tumos that are all impurities that are related to the consumption of sacrificial meat or entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, will the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur atone for? Talmud Omar, mi pishayim lechol chatosam v'chulei. And from that, the source said, the chatos described are like the pshoyim. Just like the pshoyim are non-bnei korban, a pesha is something done, a willing offense, and a willing offense does not bring a sacrifice, so too the chatos that are referred to over here, even though they may have been violated unwillingly, the internal goat offering will atone for them only if they have that characteristic, that they are like pshaim and that they don't have their own korban. So, my nihu, the Gemara asks, what is the example of tumas hamikdash v'kadoshav that is b'nei korban and as a result would not be covered by the internal goat offering? The answer to that is, what is a ben korban? Has its own personal korban? The answer to that is a situation of yesh bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'sof. Where a person knew he was tome, forgot, and then recounted that he had been tome. Well, hai bar korban hu. That has its own korban, and if that be the case, that it has its own korban, why was there any need to tell me in the first place that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur doesn't atone for it? Let's take a look at Rashi, who explains this question. Hi, at the third line from the very bottom, hi bar korban oylo v'yorehu. This situation of yesh ba yediyah b'tchila v'yesh ba yediyah b'sof has its own oylo v'yored korban. Who the lama li lemeimar delo nichaper hi soyer alo? Why is there any necessity in the first place to tell me that the internal Yom Kippur offering, goat offering, wouldn't atone for it? It's fairly obvious in so far that this we're going to call it the yesh situation. That means we're going to be using some we'll call a short notation to indicate the case where there was a yediyah at the beginning and yediyah at the end. So if it has its own korban, so the Gemara answers lo tzricha. I need this brisa to preclude the yesh case from the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur. Where his recounting of his tumah took place right before the sunset of Yom Kippur, of Erev Yom Kippur, right before the sunset of Erev Yom Kippur, where he didn't have a chance to bring his own personal korban. Now, with that scenario in mind, Sagudai Dachamina, I would have thought, Ademaisi, until he gets around to bringing his own personal korban for the yesh case, nitli lay, I would have thought that the internal goat offering that's done on Yom Kippur itself will suspend him from suffering, from any suffering associated with his offense. Komash Malon, we are therefore informed that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur has no positive effect on a yesh offender. Omamar, minayin li yesh bo yediyah b'tchila v'ein bo yediyah b'sof shesoyer ze tole. We have a recommendation at this point. We have a little asterisk by the Omar Mar, drawing your attention to the inside margin, which says Lifnei Limud Sugizu Mumlatz Lachzor Ala Mishnah on Daf Beis Omad Aleph Binyan Soyer Panimi Vachitzam. We should also take a look at our topic heading that you find in the outside margin. The Nosei Me'achar Shehatana Kova. After all. After the Tana has established the soyer hapnimi mechaper al ha di'eno bar korban, that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur atones for things or events that are not korban worthy on their own, l'chayra poshut da'al yesh ein, it would appear to be superficially obvious that on the scenario of yesh, what does that mean? She yesh lo yediyah b'tchila v'ein lo yediyah b'sof. Shigam eino bar karbon. this is an example of someone who had awareness of his tumah initially, but then did not recount it. He is also a non-bar korban, u pnimi, and ha-pnimi yechaper, the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur should atone for it. V'loma imkein yesh tzorech levarer olov v'myuchad. If that be the case, why is there any need, once you've established that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur atones for tumos mikdash v'kadoshev that are not b'nei korban, why is it necessary for the Mishnah to analyze this case of yesh ein? Yesh ein is a situation where there, he doesn't know afterwards, after he commits the offense of eating the korban in a state of impurity, he doesn't discover that he did it. So of course he's an eino bar korban, doesn't know to bring the korban. So it seems obvious that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur should cover it, and therefore why is it necessary to focus on this on its in and of itself in the source? The Gemara answers, or the Gemara actually develops the question. What we should do initially is first learn the quote. Let's read the quote. Omar Mar, Minayin liyesh bo yediyo b'tchila vein bo yediyo b'sof, shesoyer ze tole. From where do we know that in the yesh ein scenario that the Soyer Anaza B'fnim offers offers a temporary atonement? Tola means it suspends any troubles or pains that the offender may receive. So the Gemara asks, Minayin, my call kashile. Why is the Brisa focusing on this case when we've already established that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur atones for things that are for events that are non-bar korban? This is also a non-bar korban situation, namely the yesh ein situation. Hachi kokashile. What you'll notice with the markings is that the Gemara at this point is actually offering an answer, which also constitutes a havamina, namely the havamina. What we're looking for in this Gemara is to know what was the havamina that motivated the Tana in the Brisa to focus on this case when it ostensibly would have been obviously covered by the fact that this is an Eino Bar Korban scenario. So the Gemara explains. Hashto de Amris. Chatoyim dumio de pshoyim. Once you've said, in as we saw in the source, that the sins that it atones for are types of sins that are like pshoyim. Ma pshoyim de lav b'nei korban, af chatoyim nami de lav b'nei korban. Just like pshoyim, which are willing offenders, are not b'nei korban. Korbonos are brought for shogig, for unwitting offense. So to the chatoyim that are described in the pasuk are also nami delav b'nei korban. Emo, I might have thought to say, ma pshoyim delav b'nei korban li oylom, af chatoyim delav b'nei korban li oylom. That the chatoyim that are parallel to the pshoyim are those kind of chatoyim that will never come to bringing a korban, just like a poshea never comes to bringing a korban. After all, he did it willingly. So too, the case of chatoyim would be a lav b'nei korban li'olam, umayinin hu, and who are they? We'll call this the ein yesh offenders, namely, ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'sof. That is a type of person, since he never had knowledge at the beginning, he won't ever bring a korban, even though he discovers later on that he was tomei. Aval, yesh bo yediyah, the case of yesh ein, which is what we were dealing with before. Aval yesh bo yediyah b'tchila v'ein bo yediyah b'sof. Since he could come to bringing a korban, a personal korban, and that's when he does discover that he had been tomei. Right now he is a yesh ein, because after he commits the offense, in the meantime he doesn't have knowledge, but it could be recounted to him that he was tomei. So emo loy litli, I might have thought to say that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur does not tola doesn't suspend tzoras from him. V'chitema, you might have thought to say that the other case, the ein yesh case of ein bo yodiyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yodiyah b'sof, you might have thought soyer hanase b'chutz and not the nase b'fnim, the external goat offering of Yom Kippur, of Yom HaKippurim, and the basic holiday itself, Mechaper, that the case of Ein Yesh is already covered, and therefore the Ein Yesh is not a Hava Mina to begin with. Not true. Sa'akadaitach Amina Nepuch Mepach. I might have thought to switch things around and say that the chitzon, the external goat offering, will atone for the yesh ein, and the internal one should mechaper for the ein yesh. Therefore, as a result of this havamina, we go on and we see, because of this havamina, Omar Kral, the pasuk says regarding the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur, l'chol chatosam, michlal debenei chatois ninhu. L'chol chatosam indicates it's something that could come to a korban. Therefore, we know that we're not going to say nepuch mepach, switch around as we suggested two lines ago, but rather the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur atones for the yesh ein case, because only in the yesh ein case can he come to bringing a korban eventually, as opposed to the other one, the ein yesh, he never comes to bringing a korban. Therefore, the ein yesh situation does not lend itself to atonement through the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur. So after all is said and done, as a result of this long havamina, we understand why it was necessary for the source to clarify or concentrate on the case of yesh ein, even though we knew that the yesh ein is basically an eino bar korban. But I had to focus on this so as to establish that the yesh ein case in fact is the one covered by the internal goat offering, and not the other way around, and not the ein yesh case, because the ein yesh case doesn't ever even come to bringing a korban, insofar as that he didn't have knowledge of his tuma at the outset. That case, the ein yesh case, happens to be covered by the external goat offering of Yom Kippur. The Gemara asks, "Viniskaper kapora gemura." Let it be that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur, when it atones for the yesh ein case, let it be a complete kapora, and that when eventually the yesh ein offender discovers that he was tomei when he ate a korban, he shouldn't have to bring a personal korban later on. The Gemara answers based on the pasuk. Iksiv mechatosam. Had the pasuk said that it atones for them and says mechatosam, kire ko amris, then I would have agreed with you that the use of that word would have indicated it offers complete atonement for him, for the yesh ein offender. Hashto dichtiv l'chol chatosam. Now that the expression appears as l'chol chatosam, that is a giveaway to tell us l'hanoch de'osu l'chlal chatos. It atones for those that will come to bringing their own chatos. In other words, it offers a suspension from Yisurin until he discovers his offense, whereby he will bring his own personal korban. Well, the chimeachar she'eno mechaper loma toile, if you're telling me that the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur doesn't offer a full atonement for the yesh ein situation, loma toile, what is this suspension? So to answer this, the Gemara has a couple of approaches. Omar Rav Zera, lomar she'imes, if the offender dies before he discovers that he had been tomei, meis b'lo avon, he will then be said to have died without this sin. Amalei Rava, imes, if I need the internal goat offering to offer this tola, this suspension, for the case of someone who dies, miso memarekes, his basic death, his own death, is that which cleanses him. I don't need this korban for that purpose. Elo omar Rava, lahagin olav min hayisurim. The idea of the internal goat offering being tola means it protects him from sin, from suffering, until he brings his personal offering. Therefore, the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur has value to the yesh ein type offender. Ein ba yediyah b'tchilah v'yesh ba yediyah b'sof. This is the ein yesh case. Soyer nase b'chutz Yom Kippur mechaper. This we alluded to in our previous discussion, that in the Ein Yesh case, the external goat offering of Yom Kippur offers the atonement for this kind of offense. Before we go on in the Gemara, let us take a look at the Nosei Mivneh heading that we have, as it is so that we'll see some diamonds coming up in the Gemara. So we see a diamond featured in the outside margin, Nosei Mivneh, Hatzois, suggestions, Shapnimi Vachitzon Yichapru Kaporas Hasheni, Me'achar Sheyesh Ekish Beineim BaPosuk. Since the Posuk compares the internal and external Yom Kippur goat offerings, we are going to raise this suggestion that let the external goat offering atone for that which the internal goat offering is atoning for. The Gemara, now inside, Michti, Iskushi Iskush Ladadi. We find that the internal and external goat offerings of Yom Kippur are compared to one another. And by the way, this is alluded to in Rashi on the Beis Omid Aleph. We have a note here, if you look at that asterisk, you see that we've drawn your attention to Rashi on Beis Omid Aleph in the Dibur HaMaschil Shneamar, about 5-6 lines from the bottom of Beis Omid Aleph. That's where there is a reference to this hekish. There is a comparison between internal and external goat offerings of Yom Kippur. V'nechaper pnimi adidei v'adachitzon. Let it be that the internal goat offering, which is adidei, atones for its own designed offenses. Namely, that's the case of the yesh ein, where he had knowledge before he committed the offense of the consuming the korban betuma, but didn't discover and then forgot and didn't recount it. Ve'ad dechitzon, and let the internal atone for the chitzon situation, which was the ein yesh. And you'll ask, well, what value will there be in the internal covering itself and the chitzon offense? The nafgamina lehecha delo avad chitzon. The nafgamina will be is in a case that he doesn't perform the chitzon. Omar Kro, the pasuk precludes this. Nevertheless, the pasuk by the pnimi says achas. This is a pasuk from Shmos Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud on the inside margin of our Gemara, a little ways up. We have written in the pasuk about halfway down the page, Shmos Lamed Pasuk Yud. The pasuk says, "V'chiper Aaron al Karnoisov achas bashana midam chatas akipurim achas bashana yichaprolov l'dor esechem kodesh kodashim hu lashem." So in that pasuk, you noticed the word achas appeared. Kapora achas mechaper, the internal goat offering can atone for one offense. The eno mechaper shtei kaporas, but it doesn't cover two offenses. Hence, it will cover the yesh ein situation, but it cannot also cover the ein yesh. In the same vein, we ask the other way around: v'nechaper chitzon adidei ve'a my the Ovid Pimi. Let the external good offering of Yom Kippur cover for itself, that's the Ein Yesh Kes situation, and also for that which the Pnimi covers, the Yesh Ein situation. Nafgamina le Tumosh Deira Bein Ze Leze. The practical application of this, or the practical benefit of this, will be for Tuma that arose between the two korbanos. There's a Tosfos that is found in the lower part of the page. With Tumo Shira Bein Zelaze, Hocha lo Koomar Venafka Mina Lehecha de lo Ovat Pnimi, Kidomar Leel. Here, the Gemara doesn't say that the practical application will be for a case where he doesn't do the Pnimi, which is the type of answer, the type of suggestion the Gemara gave before, where it said where he doesn't do a Chitza. Why does it not give that Nafka Mina? The pnimi korev kodem chitzon, because the pnimi is offered before the chitzon. V'ilek el achad yasu pnimi v'lo chitzon, and if they have only one, they're going to inevitably do the pnimi. So the suggestion of the nafkamina being where he doesn't do a pnimi doesn't get started. Therefore, the Gemara has a different suggestion. It says nafkamina l'tuma de'ira bein zeh l'zeh. The nafkamina would be if you say that the chitzon covers itself and that which the Pnimi does, we in effect would be saying that the Chitzon could atone for a case of Yesh Ein that arose after he did the Pnimi and before he does the Chitzon. So when he comes to do the Chitzon will cover a case of Yesh Ein, which is what ordinarily the Pnimi would be covering. Anyway, do we say this, that the Chitzon covers for itself and for that which the Pnimi does? No. Omar Kro Achas Bashona, which means Kapora Zu, the Kapora offered by the Pnimi, Lo Tehe Elo Achas Bashona, only once a year. So therefore, if the Pnimi covers the case of Yesh Ein, that can be covered only once a year. Therefore, the Chitzon can't mechaper for it. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.